I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing for a moment of silence. Thank you. Carol, do we have any visitors? Okay. Chris?
Michael?
You're not there. You're there now.
It's confusing.
Doesn't take much to confuse me, that's for sure.
I'm still confused, and I'm sitting here.
Yeah, Colin Brill. Can I have the, is it, you passing it down? Give us one second.
No problem.
Steve, floor is yours.
Okay, thank you, for letting me have the floor. I was here last year also. Just to bring up who I represent. I represent Twilight Industry. We're a vendor, part of the janitorial bid. And just a little background. I'm part of the Sachem School District for 35 years. Company Twilight's been around for 85 years. We have a factory in the Bronx. And the reason I'm up at the podium here is just talking about the bid. There's one situation on the bid with the green product.
Mr. Boris, can you press down the button so that everyone in the back could hear you. Thank you.
Oh, it's green. Okay, sorry about that. There's one issue that I saw in a bid I was discussing with John Conway with the janitorial products. The way the bid was presented in reference to case price as far as cost, they went according to pricing per case on it, and all the green products use a dispensing program. Everybody's case is different. And in discussing this with purchasing and John, I had mentioned to them that it probably has to be more appropriate to set the bid up where, because all the packaging is different from 5-gallon pails to half-gallon containers, everything is diluted cost per gallon. All right, and this wasn't done on a bid. I've been through other bids. Okay, I showed this to John, not blaming anybody as far as why this happened or how it happened. I'm just trying to do the right thing for myself, possibly in reference to the pricing I gave in, possibly as far as getting some of the products they awarded to us. If I don't get it, because our pricing is high in reference to dilution per gallon, this is not known on your bid. I looked at the bid today at purchasing, and I was at the bid opening also, and according to the way it was set up, it went to the lowest case price as far as the pricing was priced out per case, whichever way they set it up on the bid itself, not the cost per gallon by dilution. All these products have to be diluted. Okay, in other words, if a gallon itself makes a gallon can make, let's say, 512 quarts, and somebody else's can make 244 quarts. Okay, having the same price, the one that's going to make more quarts is going to be cheaper. And this is not spelled out in your bid. So if the award is given out to the parties that might be involved in reference to getting the green products, it's not something which is benefited for Sachem in reference to awarding that bid because it's too much money. So the pricing really is not there. It's not spelled out.
Okay, thank you. John, do you have anything to comment, or should we talk about this later? You want to talk about this later? Okay. Yeah. Well, there might not be an explanation right now that we can say in public. Bruce, has this been brought to your attention?
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me a second, I'm sorry.
Because this isn't really the time to go through this.
I understand this, but I went through this with...
Last year, I do want to bring up something, Mr. Boris, so the public should know. Last year, you came up here and said that you weren't awarded any bids, and in fact, we went back to what you were awarded. You weren't awarded all the bids, but you were awarded a substantial piece. But you came up and complained last year that you weren't awarded anything, and then we found out, we went through the bid specs.
I didn't say I wasn't awarded anything, I didn't know I was awarded.
Yeah, I think you didn't know, and when you found out later that you received a large majority of the award of bid, but let me just...
I received one item, I received the gym finish. I received that, according to John right now, he says I was low on the gym finish again.
So you...
Which is great, I mean, I have no problem with that.
Bruce, is there anything you can comment on now?
I have no problem with that at all. I have a problem with, okay, the way the bid is set up, okay, because...
No, you can, but this is, we said we weren't going to debate this in public. Bruce, is there anything you can comment on?
Trilac was awarded $19,000, and I trust the evaluation under purchasing and our facilities department, and they weren't awarded the other bids. I mean, it's that simple.
Okay. If the board wants to cone in on it, they're able to.
John?
Go ahead. Based upon this conversation, you know, once we start the meeting, can we remove item D from the bid results until we get further explanation?
What explanation would you like, John?
To know, you know, what he's bringing up is potentially good.
We want to talk about now, Maiden. He gave a product last year. The custodians tried it. They weren't happy with it because of the dilution of his product.
But no.
You want to talk about it now, do you want to debate it with the vendor?
I just want to know. You know, he did bring up a good point.
This bid is about $700,000. His piece is only $19,000. We'd be holding up the custodial supplies, equipment, materials. This is a large...
This is
a small item of a larger bid.
With all due respect, Bruce, I mean, you know... Speaking for myself, I mean, I don't want to be held hostage that if we don't approve something, we're going to stop a school.
It's not stopping the school, it's stopping this bid. I think we have a responsibility to get back to Mr. Boris. I would agree with that, but it's a larger issue that maybe the facilities department should respond, and I have no problem with that.
I think the issue is real basically simple, all right? If you're going to buy something in a gallon jug and it's diluted 244 times, and you have somebody else's that's diluted 144, And you're accepting somebody that's diluted, okay, for less money, that's not going to have the same dilution ratio, you're paying too much money. You're paying too much money with the green products right now. I got the spreadsheet. I saw it this morning. I was there at the bid opening. And you're awarding it to something that's really not to Sachin's benefit.
Thank you, Mr. Boris.
Okay, so where do we go from? Where do we go from here?
We'll have someone from facilities contact you.
Okay, and I just want to say, I sound like from last year, I can come here every year. I'm not coming here to be the bad guy. I'm here almost 40 years in Sachem, okay? And I haven't done much business. I've done some business last year. I got some business this year. I'm not here to make anybody look bad. And I just presented this prior to this meeting we're having right now as far as the board meeting. Okay, I brought it to the attention to your purchasing agent, which is Catherine Narco, and I also presented it to John. Okay, and if they didn't have any insight in reference to what was going on, they knew about it before the board meeting, and it was done the same way.
Yeah, and they would be positive about it. I just wanted to bring up the fact that last year you said you weren't getting anything.
I didn't say that at all.
But at the end of the meeting, we found out we went back to the bid specs.
It was probably in the middle of the meeting you said I got the, you know, we were awarded the gym finish, which was great. We got one item. We got one item this year.
Right.
Okay, according to my...
I just wanted to bring that up to you because I remember last year's conversation.
Okay. This year is another year. The bottom line is...
Absolutely.
There are certain things that are that should be done a little different. The benefit of Sachem, to save you some money. On that part with the green products, which everybody's involved with now, Nassau County, we were involved with the green products, they had two questions. They wanted to know how much the case price was and what it cost per dilution after it was diluted. They went by the dilution price, is the actual figure as far as the cost started. Okay, so if somebody's got a better cost per dilution, they had the facts to back it up, they're saving a lot of money. You don't have that here. You don't have that in your bid.
No, I understand.
And there's no way you could give somebody an award because they're low because of the packaging. You don't know what their dilution is or what their packaging is. It never was spelled out in the bid.
Right.
Thank you.
How much
that's hard to say because you have seven different products. I didn't total up how much you're going to be saving, but it's this. There's a tremendous amount of savings. I mean, if you save yourself...
Folks, you know, at this point, we'll, you know, we'll have you speak to the facilities people, and you can also write your concerns to the purchasing, as far as what you're talking about, as far as dilution and so on.
Well, my concern is you're awarding a bid, okay, that shouldn't be awarded because you haven't got the right facts on it.
Well, that's, thank you.
You haven't got the right facts on it.
No, we're not.
That's all the janitorial supplies problem. You know, I took more than 3 minutes, but whether we sell you the green products or someone else does, or purchasing goes through a state contract, which might be through Janvey, all well and good. All I'm bringing out is the bid itself,
okay,
the way it was presented.
Well, I thank you, but this is not the appropriate forum for this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else?
No.
All right. Business items, bid awards.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I'd ask you if you can please take item A, the bid rewards, and just separate that from the regular other bids, please.
No problem. Anyone else? Okay. Can I have a motion for items B through double E? Mike, thank you. Second, please.
Second.
Rob, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Bid item A, athletic team supplies. Can I have a motion, please? We removed it already. We separated it. So we're going to vote. We need a motion to vote for the... Okay, thank you, Deborah. Second, please. Sal, all in favor? Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
Thank you. Personnel items or consent agenda, items 1A through 4A. That'll take us from page 2 through page 10. Can I have a motion, please? John, thank you. Second?
Second.
Rob? Any questions or discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Action items. There's a consent agenda for items E1A through E1F. That'll take us, that's page 11 and 12. Can I have a motion, please? Who is that? John Siegel. Thank you, John. Second? Mike, thank you. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Do you want to, Carol, do you want to pick up from item 2? We're on the bottom of page 12, folks.
Approval of increase to managerial confidential stipend.
Motion, please.
So moved.
Rob Scavo, second.
Second.
Who's that, John? Thank you, John. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstentions?
One opposed.
Wait, okay.
7-1 and 1.
Single.
6-1 and 1. Oh, Doug's not here. I'm sorry.
Mr. Siegel, you abstained?
Not that I... Mr. Falco abstained. The no is Mrs. Slinkowski.
Okay.
Page 13, item 3.
Approval of a memorandum of agreement with the UPSEU, the clerical unit.
Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Who was that? John, second.
Second.
Rob, any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
Approval contract SCTA for the teacher assistants, interpreters, and job coaches.
Could I have a motion, please?
So
Rob Scavo, second. Who was that, Fred? Thank you, Fred. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? 8-0.
Approval of deduct change order number 1, Eldor Contracting Corporation, PA and Intercom Replacement.
Can I have a motion, please? Deborah Slinkowski, second. It was Fred. Thank you. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
Approval agreement between Satcham Central School District and Simplex Grinnell.
Can I have a motion, please? Thank you, Mike. Second. Rob, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? One abstention, okay. 7-1. And one, 7-0-1. Item 7.
Approval agreement between Satcham Central School District and the Town of Brookhaven for snow removal, salt, sand, and general repairs as needed.
Can I have a motion, please? What was that, Fred Tenary, second? John Siegel? Any questions on this item? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We're on page 14, folks. Top of the page, number 8.
Approval of the disposal of district-wide portable classrooms.
Can I have a motion, please? Fred Tenary, second? Sal? Any questions? How many are left? I have a question.
6.
We have 6 to go?
That's it. This is the last.
This is the last one. That's what I talked to you. Yeah, who's taking this?
These are new 6.
There were others. This is the last. This is the last one is going. The last of the trailers. All right, we did for the other 6.
Yeah, the other.
Any other questions on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Goodbye, trailers.
Not yet. We'll have to approve the people who take them away.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Approval on item 9. I'm sorry.
Approval donation from SIAC.
Can I have a motion, please? Fred, second by someone on the side. Who was that, Rob? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And thank you to SIAC.
Appointment of part-time Committee on Special Education chairperson.
Can I have a motion, please? Who was that? John, thank you. Second, please. Deborah, thank you, Deborah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
Approval of an additional appointment to the 2007-2008 Committee on Special Education.
Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Rob, thank you. Second? John? Any questions on this item? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
Appointment of a Section 504 coordinator for the 2007-2008 school year.
This is item 12 on page 15, everyone. Can I have a motion, please? John, thank you. Second?
Second.
Mike, thank you. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
Approval of special education summer school personnel.
Can I have a motion, please? Thank you, Fred. Second? John? Any questions? I have a question. This is the program that's going on right now? Are these just new people or? Oh, okay. Has anybody been able to see that program, by the way? If you get a chance, yeah, there's an open house tomorrow. It's really a nice program. They do a great job with the kids.
With regard to this, these additional summer school staff, they're being added for what reason?
They're not addition. They're to replace people who have dropped out.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
Appointment of alternate evening high school staff for the 2007-2008 school year.
Can I have a motion, please? John, second. Deborah, thank you. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Page 16, item 15.
Appointment of department chairperson for the 2007-2008 school year.
Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
John?
Yeah.
Second is Fred. Thank you, Fred. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
Appointment of principal's aides for the 2007-2008 school year.
Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Rob Scavo, thank you.
Second.
Thank you, John. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Abstentions?
Approval of abolishment of the athletic grounds positions.
Can I have a motion, please? Sal, thank you. Thank you, Deborah. All in favor?
Special.
Oh, go ahead. Sure.
Dr. Murphy, I understand the position is being removed. Can you find out, or you let me know, if the same crew is going to be doing in the past, a certain crew did all of the athletic fields every year.
We changed that last year. We went into just a grounds crew, and we have them rotating in their position so that everyone is capable of doing any type of grounds position. That was changed when Mike Bergen came on to replace Mark Margolis, so he wanted a crew that was universally adept at doing different positions so that they rotate in, that a grounds guy can do athletics, he can do the regular groundskeeping, because he did in the past have an athletic grounds crew that would go by a certain school, not do a certain job that needed to be done because they were, quote, only athletic groundsmen. And grounds guys, equally, if they passed the athletic field, wouldn't touch it because that was just the athletic grounds guys. So Mike wanted a universal look towards it, that anyone could do any job and be sent out to do it.
Okay, but so these that are doing that job are trained in doing that?
Everyone's trained in doing different things. They have a wider range of skills.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
Approval of donation, Winona Playground Committee and Senator Flanagan.
Can I have a motion, please?
Motion.
John, second. Mike, thank you. Any questions or discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. We're on page 17, folks, number 19.
Approval of donation, Gate Lab Playground Committee and Senator Flanagan.
Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Thank you. John, second. Thank you, Deborah. Questions, sure.
Just curious why we have a difference in the donation from Senator Flanagan, $35,000 versus $50,000 for two different schools. What's that based on?
It's the size of his legislature area within Winona and Gate Lab. But Gate Lab went to the other legislators that handled the Gate Lab area. Senator Flanagan was the only one to come up with money.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
Approval of a change to health insurance coverage waiver?
Can I have a motion, please? John, thank you. Second? Who was second? I heard somebody on this end. Is that you, Fred? Thank you. Any questions or discussions?
Just one question that would go into effect this coming September, correct?
Bruce? I made it effective July 1st, so any new employees can opt out immediately that we've hired in the July or the August agenda.
Okay.
We anticipate to save about $250,000.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Go ahead, Rob.
Bruce, what happens in a situation where maybe both husband and spouse are both members, you know, both teachers, and you know, both participate in the same medical plan? Are they able to still have their own individual coverage?
Yeah, they can. We do actually have people who both have individual coverage.
Because I know there are school districts that don't give the person a choice. If for example, the part of New York State government plan in one school district and spouse in a different school district with the same plan, okay, they don't allow them to carry both plans.
You can carry both individuals, and I know of, you know, some people that have done that in the past, and we've actually mentioned to them if one opts out, you could actually do a savings, but they said, well, we prefer just have singles.
Okay.
It's like an individual choice.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
Approval for the superintendent's attendance at the SCOPE conference.
Can I have a motion, please?
Motion.
Deborah, thank you. Second?
Second.
Mike, thank you. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Approval of a resolution to reappoint emergency conditional appointments.
Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Rob, thank you. Second? Thanks, John. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Presentations and discussions. The August 2nd special meeting. That's our presentation tonight?
That's it. It's a long-winded one. I think I heard responses from just about everyone today. Bruce has a couple of items that he knows he has to bring to the board sooner than the August 28th date. And just to clean up all these different items that are coming across all the time. It just would be a lot easier to do in the beginning of August, so that we do get to the agenda the 28th, that it, you know, we get home before 2 a.m.
I thought we had a meeting for the 16th. Does that change?
Is this the 24th or is this the 20th? 24th. 24th, 28th.
Wasn't there a question about one on August 16th? That was tentative. So we're not going to have that one. We're going to have one on August 2nd.
We need for the item that Bruce is going to bring to us at the end of the week, we just need to have it done quickly.
But okay. My question is, you know, everyone knows August 2nd is a week from this Thursday. So, you know, we're still going to go 3 weeks before we have 22 more days before we have another meeting.
If you want to have another meeting.
I mean,
you know, I love meetings.
I don't.
Just tell me when it is.
Yeah. Tell me when it is. I'm there.
John, don't you have any favorite TV shows right now?
Yeah, getting playgrounds approved.
Hobbies.
You know, but, you know, what's the thought about pushing the August 2nd, maybe midway between the August 1st and August 24th?
We have an item that really needs to be put on that ASAP.
Right. We're going to recommend to the board enter to a new agreement for Pentamage for student financial, and it has to coincide with the BOCES board. We want to make it effective for January. The BOCES board meeting comes prior to the August 24th board meeting. So that's why we need an early SACHM board meeting,
but
so it gets on a BOCES board.
My question
meeting.
Is, you're still going to have everything piling up from August 2nd to August 24th. So, well, I mean, why don't we split the difference somewhere in the middle and at least catch...
Well, Bruce goes on vacation between that period, so things are going to slow down a bit after that.
Slow than
no, we'll be okay. We're just trying to temper some... We're just going to try to temper some of the buildup that could happen. Last year, we didn't have an August meeting at all, and we were okay, but it did get to be a late meeting on late August.
Yeah. Bruce, I have a question about Pentamation. We use the financial part of this, right? Pentamation.
Student and financial.
Why? I think we're the only district that still uses Pentamation.
There's like three in Suffolk.
There's nobody in Suffolk.
Saville uses this.
Saville does not.
Or East Meadow?
No.
We went to
NASA. I just don't understand. I understand the financial end of it. I don't think the student part of it is that good. I don't know why we haven't looked at something else.
We did a cost comparison. We would save about $560,000 a year by going with the Pentamation, because we're actually purchasing the program. Most of the others are annual fees. And I have a cost comparison about seven other companies.
Well, and we looked into that last year.
That's right.
Yeah, I just don't, I, you know, everyone else has dropped it. I know Sable just dropped it. I spoke to Will Seuss, and as a matter of fact, Barbara Hall is there now as the instructional person, and they dropped it, the entire program.
Well, there was a couple of factors that went into, you know, some of the what was that company that people were moving towards? We had about 17 presentations 2 years ago from this company.
There's two or three.
From CCSI.
From CCSI.
Yeah, there's another one, too. Custom has one.
Well, they don't do is they don't do the financial end. And when they do the student end as well, they have all the rights for the data that's on there. So anytime we want to really manipulate data, we have to then go to them, have them write the program, and then buy that program back from them. In addition to the yearly costs, which were astronomical, they have this per student fee that, with SACHM having 15,000 plus students, they really make their money. The software is the software, whether you have two kids in your school district or 15,000. But we end up supplementing many of the smaller places because we have such a large student population. And it really was cost prohibitive compared to what we get out of
Pentamation. That's right. That's exactly how we're saving the $560,000 a year. Because once we spend it once with Pentamation, we don't pay it each year. With all the other
annual fees.
Were annual fees, which were close to $500,000.
And then if we print something from Pentamations, we don't pay for anything. They had all these other hidden costs that if you print something from it, that's another fee. If you do this, there's another fee. So it was like fee on top of fee.
Okay, as long as our people are happy with the program, that's fine with me. Okay, so that's going to be what we're voting on the 2nd. Is that what the meeting's about? Is it going to be an open meeting or just, okay.
Yes.
It has to be an open meeting, okay. Are there any other visitors? Is he here tonight? Oh. Hey, Sal.
Good evening. I just wanted to refer to two items that were on the agenda today that I think can be followed up with something, and that is the donations that were made by the people to make the playground at Winona and at Gate Lot come to fruition. Namely, the fact that Senator Flanagan took it upon himself to be able to make a member item issue of this. It behooves me to ask the question that maybe our students in the Winona School and in the Gate Lot School could be apprised of what happened, what it means, how it came to be, so that they learn a little bit about civicness relating to these kind of things. It's an educational opportunity. They could have an assembly. They could have the teachers explain what a member item is. They can explain how we got the money. They could invite Mr. Flanagan to the assembly. They could have some kind of ribbon-cutting event so that it becomes a community activity that will be remembered by the students while they're in that school. And they will be able to also apprise of it. If this has already been planned, I apologize, but I thought that if it hasn't been, because I remember lots of things are donated here, and I don't know what the follow-up is. So I would thought that on this particular thing, and maybe that kind of publicity will make them consider future member item donations, and maybe the assembly people like Ginny Fields might also be consider that kind of endeavor. Okay?
Thank you. That's a good idea, Sal. Thank you very much.
And I also wanted to ask another question relating to the School Board Associations of New York. Last year, as a member of the Legislative Committee, Mrs. Slinkowski and I attended, along with Mr. Scarborough, a number of meetings that were held in Center Reach with a coalition from the local people. But I'm looking at the scope of the fact that, you know, I didn't hear much about the impact or the empowerment of what the State Board Association does. We have a representative from this group here that goes to these meetings. May I ask who that is that would attend these meetings of the School Board Association? We do belong to it.
Do we belong to the Long Island School Boards Association?
The Long Island?
Yes.
Do we belong to the New York State?
Oh, wait. Let me go back to that. We belong to the New York State School Boards. We do not belong to the Long Island School Board.
All right. May I ask why that is? Why we don't belong to the Long Island?
We joined that.
Because I knew you were going to ask that question. Sorry.
Excuse me?
Carol, I said, I knew you were going to ask that question, so I told Carol to join.
You knew that? You're really that clever? Because I didn't even know I was going to ask that question.
Well, that's why I'm here.
So you're pretty good.
That's why I'm here,
if you can read my mind before I even think of something,
that's why I'm here, clairvoyant.
But seriously, I do believe that we are on the cusp here of trying to empower our community to become very aware of how important it is for us to be viable in state politics. When I say state politics, I don't mean, you know, who's Democrat. I'm talking about the state political picture, about how we get state aid back from the state. I think we made it clear this year that we found out from 50 years ago, we used to get 61% from state aid. That's from Mr. Pierre Duryea to the letter I received when I was teaching social studies in Patchogue in seventh grade. In 1956, when I wrote to him, he says, you'd be happy to know, Mr. Nicosia, that we got it. And I still have the letter, because I don't throw these kind of things away. But seriously, it is now opposite. We now give 43%, and we kick in locally 57%. And I think it's important for the public to realize, because when you look at the 50 years that our school has existed, plus one, very few people are here from the Arbovo, so to speak. I'm probably one of the handful of people that lived here in 1956 when the school became unified, union free. And basically, because of that, I think that we have to understand that our state government has capitalized on our low turnout of voters, our lack of input at the voting booth, and the result is they've just kept lowering their responsibility. They looked well on their budgets, and meanwhile, you people, and boards before you, and I know how long you've been here, Mr. Falco, have been had to take lots of odds of the nights here, so to speak, of people coming here blaming you for not keeping the budgets down and not realizing that was because the states were not giving us the share that they should. I think that's important for us. It's not rocket science, 102. It's really very basic politics that we've got to educate our people here in the community. And how we do it, I don't know if we can do it here. Our newsletters that go out, We have to make people see that through inculcation, repetition, like the Coca-Cola commercials and whatever people want to sell. We have to keep reminding people because they're distracted by many things. And until that happens, Spitzer and Bruno and Silva and the few people up there that dictate to us will be giving us what they think we should get, and then we have to do the rest. That's what I want to say this on a summer night, because basically, you know, as a member of the legislative committee, I can see the handwriting on the wall that unless we get in power in our community, we're going to have business as usual next year like we did this year. Okay?
Thank you, Sal. Thanks for coming in and talking tonight. Future agenda items.
Mike?
Yes, Tony, go ahead.
I'd like to add a discussion on donations for playground equipment to the next board meeting if we can.
Fundraising or?
Fundraising, yes.
Fundraising.
I added that to the September meeting that we would get the school community and we could give some notice maybe using the Connect Ed so that they're aware of.
And we will try to notify the PTAs that's the committees.
We'll do that.
Thank you.
That was Charlie and I had that discussion after the email went out. And the feeling was to have it in September when folks are around. You know, a lot of people will be going on vacation in August, and we'll invite people in. But if we look at fundraising, we got to look at fundraising across the board is what my feeling is. John?
That's what I wanted to add, Mike. I mean, if we're going to, you know, discuss the playground fundraising, I'd like to discuss all the fundraising. I mean, you know, bring everybody in here, bring the groups, the marching bands, and everyone else that's fundraising, because, you know, if we're going to limit one, we really need to look at the entire picture of fundraising, or even discuss it.
Mike? Yes.
Not to cloud the issue, and I remember discussing this maybe, I don't know how many, last year, 2 years, they're starting to run together. When you start discussing a broad issue like fundraising, nothing gets accomplished. And I think, and again, we could have this discussion that night. The issue that's coming to fore right now, it seems to be a very large issue, is the large amount of money for playground equipment. So again, we can discuss it on that night, but I would certainly like to lock in to one thing at a time and make a decision, because I would hate to have one decision dependent on a larger issue that we never get resolved. If we can come to a resolution on everything, I agree with you. But as history will tell you, and I think Dr. Murphy even remembers this, nothing gets accomplished. We don't get anything accomplished, and then we're in the same situation.
But the only fundraising you want to
discuss then is the playground.
Well, let's do this, Mike. Let's leave it to that night for further discussion. But the way I'm coming from is that I'd like to lock in to this one issue that seems to be a very large amount of money being raised by a lot of people. And, you know, if we can discuss other things, but I would like to have some resolution to that within the next couple of meetings, because I think if we expand it to go into all the fundraising that goes on in this district for cheerleading kids that stand on a corner and hold up car wash signs, we can spend a month here.
I think what I'd like to see happen, I get your point, and what I'd like to see happen though is, can we get a list? Bruce, do you know what people are fundraising, right? Don't they have to bring it through the school district? Sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
They're supposed to.
I thought, according to the order, that was this, if they fundraise for something that's going to be used in district for the district.
The order, they're supposed to hand out a receipt. So if they have a bake sale, they're supposed to hand a receipt. If they have a car wash, I can guarantee you the cheerleaders. Well, I mean,
is there any way of finding out how much money is?
And some of them are supposed to have booster clubs, and most of them do. We've been working.
Most of them do. We would have to involve the athletic department and see.
I'd like to see who's fundraising. And how much money people are fundraising.
I mean, we could probably get a schedule from last year.
Yeah, whatever. You know, something. So we have some kind of an idea of what this is about.
I'm sure the student government people are probably fundraising from time.
You guys fundraise? Center. Colleen? Kevin? And Colleen, how about you? Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, I've seen this summer, just two weeks ago, two groups, not to mention what they are, but they were out with signs.
Yeah, I know.
And that's maybe another issue. But again, to get back to compartmentalizing here, I'd like to discuss these larger issues. Again, we could discuss everything that night, but I would hope we get to a point.
Well, we could focus on the playgrounds, and then we can talk about other fundraising also. Yeah. We can
because
do both.
I think that discussion hinges on
future bond that we're putting out. There's a lot of things tied into that. So if we could do that, I'd like that, like it that way.
Is everybody okay with that? We'll handle the playground as a separate issue, and then we'll handle fundraising in general.
Mike, I have a question. I mean, we're going to discuss the playgrounds. I mean, you know, I think that the discussion could be, you know, what the plan is for the playgrounds, and then we can discuss fundraising. You know, because as Tony just brought up, I mean, there is discussion about doing something with the upcoming bond. And, you know, I think before we go ahead and start making knee-jerk reactions and decisions, you know, to fundraising for playgrounds, we need to determine, you know, what we're doing with the playgrounds altogether. Well,
by September, we should have some kind of numbers attached to all the items, the capital items, right? So September is a good time for this meeting then.
Right. Yeah. We have Mike Guido's developing a timeline for a vote. So he's envisioning September that he Mike Bergen and Mike Ed Miller would have preliminary numbers back for the board.
So we'd have an idea. There'd be numbers attached to the items that are on that
capital
list.
That's the game plan.
Yeah. And right. Just on this whole discussion when it comes to the bond referendum, we might have to have a couple of special meetings in September to, if we caught on an issue, say playgrounds, just to resolve some of these things.
Just as a follow-up, I mean, I do agree with Tony that we need to discuss the inequities, but you know, I just think that we need to separate it from fundraising and talk about, you know, directions for the playgrounds.
Okie doke. Any other future agenda items?
Yes.
What else?
I'd like to get an update on the modified versus the AAS. It's been a year.
I spoke with Paul Kopp yesterday about that same topic, and Paul is working on gathering data with the middle school principals to do a modified AIS comparison. And again, as we pointed out some preliminary data early on this year, but it was preliminary, and yeah. You know, you can't make any conclusions based on that, but everything looks very promising so far based on this year. As Paul said, in 2 weeks you should have that?
Yeah, I sent something out to all the department heads and the principals. Naturally, there are some people away on vacation, so hopefully we'll have that in a couple of weeks.
Okay, I just had two other quick ones. One was, I know we had some discussion last year regarding the K-1-2 report cards.
We're going to be making some modifications. I know Jill's working on that, and we should have that by the next board meeting.
Are we simplifying that?
Yes.
Thank you.
John? And my last item, as I discussed this morning, was I'd like to get an update on where we stand with repairing some of the buildings with the flooding, the fields, you know, and where we're going with that. I know there's some talk about adding that to the bond referendum, but I'd just like to see where, you know, what direction we're moving in.
We received some information early on this year when we did the Langdon study and the Sachem East, that there was a determination of one, that why the hill is sliding down. In Langdon, we had that geotechnical survey done. And we also found out that the construction, the architects had put in, I guess, dry wells and all that to alleviate flooding and drainage issues at East that would hold 1 inch worth of rain. And Brookhaven, you know, the town of Brookhaven said it really, their standard is 2 inches. So we know that just from the H2M information that we have a number of issues to address. And we had some preliminary costs up front a few years early on this year. Should we get that and we'll send that back out to the board?
We can resend it to the board. We have that, the H2M report from last year.
I remember Lanigan came in, did their test bores, and if I remember correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that H2M disagreed with the findings of Lanigan. Or there was some discrepancy with what H2M felt Lanigan's concerns were.
No, it was the other way around. Okay. H2M deferred to Landon. H2M needed additional support. They acknowledged that they weren't experts, geotechnical experts, so they deferred their response to Langdon's.
But I thought when Lanigan came in with their results, there was some disagreement, if you will, from H2M as to what the results were and what the recommendations were.
No, not from H2M, no.
We'll also take that information. What we'll do is we'll throw past Mike Guido at JAG and see what they conclude on this. But we expect to add that in, because if you don't add that into the new referendum, those flooding issues are never get addressed. And there was a preliminary price tag on there, at depending upon what you did.
$700,000 up to $1 million.
Yeah.
Rob, was that a pun? Too steep? Okay. All right. Any other agenda items? Any other information anybody want? Deborah, I'm sorry. Yes?
I guess this has been a future agenda item for 2 years now, but I'm still interested in finding out if we can look into our phone systems.
We have, and that also is one of the bond referendums that we're looking at.
Thank you, Charles.
Putting in a, but Bruce, you want to describe the whole infrastructure that has to be associated with that? The original bond committee, when we were going through this, not the bond committee, original capital project committee, when they were going through this, they didn't think that was a big priority. And we, as people who work in the district, that's the difference between people who work on the committee and people who work in the district. You see that the need is truly there because we work with the system and we know what the system can handle. So we went back to the committee and said, no, this has got to be part of the referendum because we have to do a whole change of our infrastructure to handle the new phone system, but have an updated phone system. Mike you work in this district for, I don't know how many years, but is the phone system is probably the same phones in each office that when you started this place?
Well, what are we looking at this point? Jack East Rendon has Alcatel right now with Verizon service, is that correct?
Jack Rendon made a presentation to the committee for voice over IP, what Charlie is talking about, which was
That was a great idea.
The Capital Committee did not accept that idea.
Why not?
And why didn't Jack present it to us?
The direction changed this evening, but...
Let me ask you a simple question. Why were people...
They chose infrastructure, as Charlie just said, they chose infrastructure items as fuel tanks and roofs over the telephone
technology.
System.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't when the committee was... The committee's made up with guys who are, you know,
I
mortar and brick kind of guys.
What are we looking at? Are we looking at something now as far as the telephone system?
Jack came up with a couple of proposals. They were all about between $700 and $1 million or voice over IP to be blended in with this capital project.
And the infrastructure can't handle that at this point? It should? Because I had proposed
we need that. That's right. This is what you and Mark, Mark Margulies had going back 10 years or so.
He was an expert in telephones. That's right.
Same.
Yeah.
What we can do, this is a good discussion, we can have Jack come back and we'll see if he can come back on the 2nd and present.
Jack has the information.
Yeah, let me ask you this question. Are the Alcatel phones working properly at East at this point?
At this point, yes.
Yeah, okay.
It was never Alcatel, it was Verizon, actually.
Yeah, it was a Verizon.
Problem outside.
Because I was a critic of it, and Steve Royce, who was the rep, said... He said he would do any. I know he's called your office several times, and he said if there's any issues, he would take care of it at no charge to the district. So,
right, it was issues with Verizon.
It was mainly Verizon problems. Okay, we've had those before too. Any other questions? Anything else, Bruce?
Generally, when we accept donations, we thank the people. Janet Coleman was the chair of the Gatelot committee.
Thank you, Janet. Janet comes to our meetings, and Ed's always here. And who else is back?
Debbie Horvath.
Debbie's here. And thank you. And then, of course, all of our, Ed Hudson, right? And then all of our Sachem people sitting up front here. Thank you all for being here tonight. Can I have a motion to go into executive session?
Can I just point one thing?
Sure.
Carol, I said the 28th before, and it's on here again, the 28th, about the next meeting. Can you double check that in your calendar? Because I just checked the...
No, it is the... the 24th is Friday.
Because I said the
28th. 28 is right. Because I'm heading out of town on the 24th.
That's correct.
But we have a meeting on the 2nd, though. So actually, the next meeting is August 2nd, and then following that will be the 28th.
Okay. And if we want another one in between that?
And maybe we'll have a couple more. Who knows?
Why not?
Can I have a motion to adjourn to go into executive session to discuss... Fred Teneri, negotiations of matters of personnel. Thank you, Fred. Second, please.
Second.
Mike, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you all for being here tonight, folks. Members of the community and our Sachem friends, thank you.